This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Cars. Barry, Ole Miss is the hot topic of the day. We're heading to Oxford right now.
Much respect for our friend and colleague Richard Cross, head-to-head radio in the state of Mississippi and the Ole Miss Radio Network. Richard, good morning. I imagine you've been busy already this morning.
Yeah, late night last night, early start this morning, Barry. Obviously, not the most fun times in Oxford right now, but they are going to kick off the football season in 6.5 weeks, regardless of anything else that's going on.
In your role with the Ole Miss Radio Network and at Head-to-Head Radio, you have had a lot of interaction with Hugh Freeze. On a personal level, how surprising are all of these revelations that hit last night?
Well, I feel horrible for his family. You know, they have been an active part of the Oxford community. His girls have been involved in athletics and things at the local school level. His wife Jill has been very involved in their foundation, and you know, they've done a ton of work for children in need. Not just people focus on different areas. But they've done work in Africa and work in Haiti and work in the Mississippi Delta. And just yesterday, Jill was on our show yesterday, and the Freeze Foundation made a really large and generous donation to a children's home in Mississippi that we were raising money for. So, listen, there was a lot of good, and I'm not going to be the one to cast stones, about
sure.
Decisions or indiscretions that were made. But it's a difficult time for their family, and that's who I feel most badly for.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought
that
up, Richard, because I thought the same thing. The wife, the children, has got to be incredibly difficult for them, embarrassing as well, and can only imagine what they might be going through. The phone calls that were made and reported on, Barry and I were talking about it in the first hour today. Has there been any evidence or any talk or any knowledge of where or if any of these things took place? Were phone calls just made, or were there allegedly meetings with escort services?
Well, you know, I think there's some nuance here, and I don't want to take up too much time kind of going through the timeline on this, but I think we're looking at two different things.
All
one,
right.
So the lawsuit that Houston Nutt files that coincided with the Freedom of Information Act request for phone records from Hugh Freeze and Ross Bjork for a 6-day window in January of 2016. So from those phone records, you get the one call to an escort service based in Tampa, Florida. And Houston Nutt's lawyers then shopped that story. I say shopped. I mean, I don't know. It's not that it was for sale. They shared that story with multiple national media members. Some of those national media people who got wind of the story then reached out to Ole Miss for comment, of which basically there was none. But it prompted Ole Miss to begin a deeper internal investigation. And as I understand it from the press conference last night with Ross Bjork and Chancellor Jeff Bitter, that in going through those and having conversations with Hugh Freeze about some things that raise suspicion, that was how they determined and used, I think the chancellor used the term pattern of behavior, or pattern of misconduct that was not consistent with the values they expected from the head coach at Ole Miss. And so it's all tied together, but I think it's the Houston Nutt lawsuit that triggered the Freedom of Information Act request for the phone records,
right,
that then triggered this next investigation. So it's kind of a layered deal. As far as, listen, I don't think Ole Miss is going to part ways with a guy that they have stood by through thick and thin in the face of this NCAA investigation over inappropriate phone calls. That's a long way to answer your question, so forgive me for that.
No, but understand.
They're not getting rid of him because of phone calls.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Richard. I asked Barry that exact question 10 minutes ago, hypothetically.
Yeah, and Freeze is not walking away from a $15 to $18 million settlement because of phone.
I mean, if they had found 10 phone calls to an escort service on Nick Saban's phone, I don't think they would fire him, and I don't think they would fire Hugh Freeze if these other issues weren't going on as well. Now, personally, he'd have some issues to deal with at home, but I'm not sure the institution would release him for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, people can certainly draw their own conclusions and can kind of connect the dots or get from point A to point B as they see fit. But, you know, I kind of stand by what I said a second ago.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not released from this job because of phone calls.
Yeah. Richard Cross is with us. The football, pure football aspect of this, it happens in late July. The NCAA investigation still ongoing. They open up camp in a couple of weeks. Matt Luke is coming in on an interim basis. Pure football sense, Richard, I can't imagine the timing could have been much worse. This is this seems to be just a devastating turn of events for Ole Miss, a difficult time. How, from a football sense, how bad is it?
So what's the Facebook status? You know, if you're going in, you can plug in that you're in a relationship or that you're married or whatever. And then there's that option for it's complicated.
Wow.
I'm going to say that maybe that's where you fall right now. So, listen, I'm a really big Matt Luke fan. I've known him for a long time. I believe that he's a good football coach. I believe that he's a good man. I know that he is a good dad, a good husband. And now, you said purely football, so set all that stuff aside.
Right.
I do think that Matt's a good football coach. I think he is being handed an incredibly difficult job. So, you know, if you're looking at it from an opportunity standpoint, what a difficult but incredible opportunity for Matt Luke going into a year. So you get a job 6.5 weeks before the season starts. The roster that you have is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got all this stuff going on around the program. You've got your NCAA investigation. You're waiting to hear what the Committee on Infractions is going to hear. You only get the job 6.5 weeks before the start of the season. You got to try and keep a program, you know, kind of between the ditches. Let's say that they have some success this year. And you can measure that however you want to win-loss record. Uh-huh. But let's say that Matt Luke keeps this team together. They have some level of success. And you kind of weather the storm. Well, whether or not he is named the permanent head coach at Ole Miss or not, I mean, what an incredible resume item to say, look, I've done this in probably the most difficult circumstances imaginable. Yeah, I'm good enough to be your head football coach, whether it's at Ole Miss or at fill-in-the-blank school going forward.
Richard, what's been the reaction of the players on the roster?
You know, I can only anecdotally tell you, I've not talked to anyone. I've not been around them. You know, this is still fairly fresh, to be perfectly honest with you. The reports that I've seen are that the initial team meetings went well, that maybe even they went a little bit better than some folks expected. I do think that Ross Bjork, the athletics director, is going to take a very active role in kind of being involved with the players and with the team and supporting them in all the ways that they're able to do. You know, this is a relatively new coaching staff. Obviously, Hugh Freeze, it was going into his sixth season, but you're talking new offensive coordinator and new defensive coordinator. And so Phil Longo on the offensive side is going to kind of be running that room. And Wesley McGriff has an infectious personality. Yes. I don't know if you guys got to know him when he was
Auburn, yes,
or not, but he just absolutely has a magnetic personality, and that's why he's recruited well, and I think that's why players play hard for him. And I think that's going to be good because I think if you got players that are drawn to and trust their position coach or their coordinator, then you got a better shot of kind of keeping things together.
Final question. We're talking with Richard Cross, head-to-head radio across Mississippi and the Ole Miss Radio Network. Richard, you've tracked this NCAA investigation from a very central perspective. Is it rational or reasonable to think that the NCAA really, quote, wanted Hugh Freeze and now that he's no longer there, that they may soften the blow, that the investigation could turn out a little bit more positively now in Ole Miss's favor?
Barry, I am not avoiding your question. I simply do not know the answer to
okay,
that question.
That's fair.
There are certainly people who cover Ole Miss and who have done a far better job covering this investigation than I have, and have done a whole lot more digging, who have reported repeatedly the NCAA wants Hugh Freeze.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hugh Freeze is no longer in the picture, but was it the way they wanted Hugh Freeze? And does that really matter? I think only time will tell on this. I mean, you've reached the point in this where, you know, with the Committee on Infractions hearing coming up in September and then a ruling from them later in October, you've reached the point where a victory for Ole Miss at this point is they do not add another year to the bowl ban, and they don't dramatically increase the scholarships that Ole Miss has already self-imposed.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you're walking out of this room without any bruises and wounds.
Right.
It's just can you actually walk out of the room as opposed to being, you know, carted out of the room?
Yes, very well put. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out in the coming weeks and months. Richard, I know you're incredibly busy. It's been a long 12 to 18 hours. I got a feeling it's going to be a long day today. We greatly appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Richard Cross on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Ain't nothing like them nowhere downtown in Montgomery.